Music fans are remembering Don Cornelius, host of Soul Train. He died in Los Angeles yesterday in apparent suicide at age 75. Cornelius was famous for his impeccable clothes, his afro, and his baritone voice. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports Cornelius was multicultural long before most Americans knew that word.
Don Cornelius did not like it when you called Soul Train the black version of American Bandstand. He was right to object. For one thing, Soul Train was way hipper. And for another, it was far more inclusive than many other shows aimed at teens. He made Soul Train for black kids, but everybody, as the OJs like to sing, was invited to get on board. Until Soul Train, there hadn't been a dance show aimed at a black market. When I interviewed him in 2010, Cornelius said he saw a niche.
After a short time on radio, the first thing I began to really notice is that there was no black television. That television was just white this, white that, general market this, white that.
So he created a show that would allow black teens to see themselves. Drummer Amir Questlove Thompson of The Roots explains what that meant to him growing up.
The show's very important because historically it's one of the first shows that sold us Afrocentricity.
Even the ads on Soul Train were tailored to black consumers, like this one with a Swahili chorus for the hairstyling product Afrosheen. Cornelius had exactly the right show at exactly the right time. Young Americans were finding commonality across race, grooving to some of the same music, wearing some of the same clothes. Don Cornelius became an unwitting ambassador from the world of black soul. But he was an ambassador, not a despot. The main prerequisite for appearing as a guest or a dancer on Soul Train was this. You had to have soul. Period. So in addition to The Temptations and Aretha Franklin, the Jackson 5 and Curtis Mayfield, Soul Train featured white guests like the Ohio band Wild Cherry. And a group of rockin' Scots with the cheek to call themselves the Average White Band. When disco threatened to make funk and R&B irrelevant, Cornelius regrouped quickly with Donna Summer. Followed by Barry White, the Bee Gees, and others. And the beat went on. Soul Train was on air for almost four decades and continues in syndication, so Don Cornelius and his hip, elegant image will remain with us. Think about him the next time you're at a wedding and they do the Soul Train line. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.